Sometimes I think we go through liturgical experiences and we don't really stop to think about what they mean. We just kind of go through the motions. But I want you to think about what's happened tonight. We gathered in darkness, but something inside of us, inside, told us to light a fire. I'm mindful of an old scripture from the Psalms that says, "Even in the darkest night, Lord, you kindle a fire that never dies away." That never dies away. And so we lit a fire. And we began to share that fire. And before you know it, the whole church was ablaze in glorious candlelight. Church, we then sat down and for a brief time we extinguished that light and we listened again. We listened to all the ways that God saves His people. And really, church, what those readings all said to us is simply this: God never fails. Church, that deserved more of a response. I said, God never fails. He abides in me. He gives me the victory. God never fails. In story after story, we heard of how all of creation was in chaos. And God took and put everything into proper order. Church, because God never fails. In church, we also heard that the people were in cruel slavery. And God said to Moses, "Go down, Moses, and tell old Pharaoh to let my people go." And that sound echoed in this church from our basso profundo. And we heard how the Egyptians were bearing down the people of Israel. And it says that from a pillar of fire, like that pillar of fire we have right here burning the Paschal candle, from a pillar of fire, God cast a glance on the Egyptians and they fell into chaos. Oh, just one look. That's all it took. Just one look. Because God never fails. And He led the people as though through baptism, through the Red Sea, out of slavery and into freedom. You see, in the darkness, a light still burned, the light of that Paschal candle, and the light of God's Word reminds us that even in the darkest hours of our life, God never fails. God kindles a light that never passes away. Another song says, "Troubles don't last always." Another song says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come with the morning light. And so as we sat in this church in darkness, and we kept reminding ourselves that God never fails, all of a sudden, I said all of a sudden, the trumpets began to sound. And we who may have been dead in our sleep, we awoke, O sleepers. We arose and Christ gave us light. Jesus stepped out of the tomb. And let's see if you can remember from last year. What did Jesus say when He stepped out of the tomb? Ta-da! There you go. I got it. But He stepped out of the tomb for us, church. And now, He is going to minister to us. The risen Lord Jesus Christ stands among us. You see, you may see Monsignor Pope up here, but don't worry, it's not about Monsignor Pope. Jesus is working through me. And Jesus stands alive before us. And he's going to minister the sacrament of baptism to bring new life to Timon, to Portia, and to Pamela. They will die tonight and rise to new life. Jesus is going to incorporate you into his dying and rising. LaShawn and Vanity will be welcomed into full communion of the church tonight and receive First Communion, First Holy Communion for the first time. Indeed. And Yviel and Shara, who have been Catholics all their lives but missed confirmation, will be confirmed tonight. I want you to know something, all seven of you. Jesus is ministering to you. It's not about this guy named Pope up here. It's Jesus. His hand is stretched out to baptize, to receive, to give Holy Communion, and to confirm all of you. Jesus is alive. And Jesus is ministering to you tonight. Jesus is about to share the fruits of his redemption with us tonight. And it's all summarized in the second reading that we heard tonight, that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus, we died with him in baptism, so that just as Christ was who died and was raised to new life, we too might live a completely new life, church. Amen? If you are struggling with any sin tonight, just remember, God never fails. If you're struggling with sorrow or temptation or difficulties or finances, I just want you to go to Jesus tonight and say, Jesus, I know you never fail. I know that you stepped out of the tomb tonight. I know that I have a new life promised to me. Lord, take good care of me. I'm entrusting myself to your care. Church, I just have to finish now. God never fails. We were in darkness tonight, but the Lord rose for us. The lights came on. Troubles don't last always. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy has come with the morning light. And I tell you, rejoice tonight, because God never fails. Someone say, amen. Prepare now for the liturgy of baptism, which we are about to begin.